good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up right after this.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line and inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBobRadio.com.
Well, the cash cattle trade remained dead in the water today with no bids reported in any corner. Some show lists in part of the South have been reported at $120 or better. And according to the midday report, the national hog base is lower compared with that of the prior day settlement. Corn futures are 4 to 5 cents lower today, pressured by further struggles in the bean market. Stock market is under pressure today as well, following global markets lower. The Dow Jones is 111 points lower at this time, with the NASDAQ off by 57. And live cattle trade was mixed today, with nearby supported by cash premiums and bull spreading interest. Early August bulls were seeking renewal in terms of the historical tendency for cash and futures to bottom during this current time frame. A sustained recovery this week in the boxed beef trade would certainly help to nurse such budding confidence. And action in the feeder trade is also uneven, with nearbys gaining on deferreds there, while the snapshot at this time is depicting prices ranging from 52 points higher to 100 points lower. Grain futures were mixed today after most contracts edged to new lows early into the session. Outside markets were also uncertain. And while stocks sold off in Asia and Europe despite gains in China, crude turned higher, moving back to $40 a barrel. The dollar lost ground today, which helped to firm gold as central banks and governments around the world talk about stimulating a sputtering global economy. Meanwhile, corn prices tried to firm up as the overnight session wound down after ticking to new contract lows briefly on the open. Soybeans posted modest losses after edging to new lows overnight on the heels of Monday's sharp break. Forecasts for good growing conditions in August continue to trigger liquidation. And wheat prices tried to reverse higher, posting modest gains in all three markets overnight. That's a look at all your markets today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.